tuned in to Vinylthon on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Stay tuned for 24 hours of vinyl listening.
You're listening to Vinylthon 2024. Stay tuned. Radio stations are spinning together to celebrate vinyl. This year's Vinylthon special is coming up, featuring artist interviews, behind-the-scenes stories from the vinyl industry, and a special chat with this year's Vinylthon ambassadors, Third Man Records.
Hi, this is Ben Blackwell from Third Man Records, and I want to thank you for supporting Vinylthon. From our side of things, from me personally to Third Man, it is insanely appreciated and it's encouraged, and you know, we couldn't be happier that you said 200 different stations this year. Yeah, that's amazing. That's wild. And that's only going to grow, and it's only going to have more people do individual shows where they just play vinyl, et cetera, et cetera. And maybe that's one way that we see vinyl growth is actually in the radio realm.
You're listening to Vinylthon 2024.
This Sunday, April 21st, is WONY eBoard elections for the 2024-2025 school year. All members of WONY are required to attend, and you must be a member to participate in the voting. This election is in IRC 2 at 2 p.m. I hope to see you there.
And we're back again with that canine crime fighter who's been keeping our neighborhood safe for 25 years.
And that's 175 in dog years.
Here he is, McGruff the crime dog.
Thanks, Joy.
You know what I like about you?
Lay it on me, kid.
You've always had a very smart, sane approach to...
Jesse, you must listen to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Hi everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to. On Sunday, September 7th, from 3 to 4 p.m., come and join WONY for a general interest meeting. This will be happening in Fitzell Hall 303. Come learn all about radio. On Monday, September 8th, join Student Association for Chuck's Comedy Club featuring Cody Woods. This will be happening in the waterfront in Hunt Union from 9 to 10 p.m. On Tuesday, head on down to Tuesday Trivia in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Jewelry Making Club for a lip gloss keychain making event. All supplies will be included. This will be happening from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room in Hunt Union. Hope to see you there. On Thursday, September 11th, join the Alumni Association for a 9/11 memorial, happening from 9 to 10 a.m. by the 9/11 pillars in the quad. On Friday, September 12th, join the Activities Council for a screening of Friday Fright Vampire. This will be happening in the Red Dragon Theater from 8 to 9 p.m. On Saturday, September 13th, join the Caribbean Student Association for a paint and powder party. This will be happening in Hunt Union on the third floor from 2 to 5 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
We're on.
Okay. All of your mics are on. So can you hear me good? I hope you can hear me good.
I can hear.
Oh, okay, whoa. Perfect. Whoa. Okay. So, hey guys, so it's Miscellaneous Music Season 2, Episode 2.
Woo!
Everyone cheered.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh my god, we're ready bursting the guys. It's been two seconds, Okay, no, it's okay. So I'm here with two lovely trainees actually today. So they will be half training and half guesting on my show. So do you guys want to introduce yourself?
Of course. I mean, I guess I'll go first. hey guys, what is up, Woni? This is Maddie Blyden, aka Maddie B Raps with a Z. Really excited to start training to become a disc jockey at Woni, and I'm just glad to be here with my gang.
Yeah. Yes. Hey guys, it's the other Maddie. Yeah. Yep, two Maddies in the studio. Yeah. Yes. AKA Mads M. Wick. I'm trained to be day day too, and I'm super excited to be here with Alani and Maddie.
Yeah. I'm so excited. And you know, I'm just really glad and happy to be here. So I don't know. There might be more talking. There may be less talking, depending.
I think we know what's going
to
happen.
But I will be actively training Maddie and Maddie. So if there is less talking, it's because I'm showing them how to work the stew.
Mm-hmm. It's because we're locked in.
Because we're locked in, exactly. So our first song, we came together and we put some songs together to play. Mm-hmm, And yeah, so I'm really excited. Our first song is going to be of Montreal, Wraith Pinned to the Mist, and Other Games. Have you guys ever heard that before?
No. I haven't. I'm excited to hear
Wait,
that.
I'm low-key niche and indie. Oh my gosh, you and I'm niche.
Indie maxing, bro.
Thank God I'm indie maxing. So yeah, this is going to be of Montreal, Wraith Pinned to the Mist, and Other Games. And I hope you guys hashtag enjoy. And give me a second because I have to turn off all of our mics at the same exact time.
Oh, no, you got this. You got this.
See you on the other side, guys.
I'm locked in. Okay. Well, actually, I'm just going to turn off your mics first. Never mind. Guys.
Silence.
Bye, Maddie and Maddie. All right. So I'll see you in a few minutes. Let's go.
pretend we don't exist.
Mm. Oh, hey, yeah.
That was a good song, dude.
Did we like that?
That was Gasolina. How'd you find that one?
So I think I'm trying to remember the name, and I'd have to go searching. I have... Oh, Gallery Piece. Dear, you know how that goes. You know this song.
Sing it for me.
I don't remember how it goes. But I just know you have to know it because it was really popular on TikTok a while back. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I don't remember what it sounds like. When the next song plays, we'll look it up and then we'll come back to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Gallery Piece. Really, it's oh my god. It's like oh my gosh. I don't remember. Anyways, so yeah, that was of Montreal, Wraith Pinned to the Mist and Other Games. Mm-hmm. Talk about a mouthful. That song actually came out in 2005. So
oh my god, birth year.
These old heads. These old heads.
Okay, unk status.
This is unk. We got unk here.
Unk Manette.
Oh my god, Unk Manette and Chopped Kiri. Oh my god, guys. I think that if you were ever in a room with us and like we just spoke, it would sound like we were aliens from outer space because the niche references that constantly get made of things that have happened in our lives. Like today we had an OK Crew workshop.
Hey, I understood that all the way in the front.
I'm making a super niche like, there's this guy on Survivor and he has veneers, right? And he laughs with both his hands. And I wish you guys could see me, but I look kind of chopped and also good.
Jazz hands?
Yeah, just imagine jazz hands.
Wide smile.
The like brightest teeth you've ever seen.
Best laugh.
Yeah. But yeah,
it's honestly
scary.
A code talking to us. It's in code.
Yeah, everything's in code. And like, it's either like you know or you don't. Oh my
god. I know.
It's for the girls that know.
And I know. Oh, they're holding hands over there and I can't get in.
I'm sorry, I'll hold your hand back.
Thank you.
Connected.
We're so far, guys. I talk about this every time my friends are in the studio, but like the stew like makes I can't see Maddie B right now.
It's okay. Wait, I just saw
there.
You.
But I can't see Maddie W. But yeah, me and I'm like the people call me codependent moth. There's another word there, but we cannot say that. So codependent moth is what the people call me. Mm. So I am feeling really codependent.
That's okay. You got that.
I feel really codependent all the time. There we go. Yes, we made it. So yeah, today's doesn't really have a theme. It's kind of just like we put songs together.
Yeah. I'm just trying to out indie you guys.
I'm gonna lose the battle.
We're in the indie wars. Except Maddie's been searching music since like the before ages. Oh my gosh.
I think I got a good range.
Indie dad from Ohio.
Shout out dad.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He knows. Oh, shout out dad.
Shout out dad. Shout out Dominic.
Yes,
I remember. Shout out Dominic.
You have indie rock.
Shout out. Christopher Blyden.
He's not tapped in, but shout him out. Anyway.
Shout out Christopher Blyden. And shout out Josh Mendez. I hope my dad's listening to you right now. I love you, Dad. Love you, Mom. Love all my parents. Love my family, guys. Anyway,
Love the fam.
Remember
we said we weren't going to yap today?
Hey, I knew it was going to happen.
Hey, the episode title is really called hashtag friends and yap. So like, I'm letting people know, but like we were like, okay, no, we're probably not going to talk a lot, but then I'm also because I'm training them. But it was just like, I'm training them while that 4-minute song was playing. And then they come back and they talk with me. And then while the next song is playing, I train them again.
Yeah.
That's the vibe for right now. And Maddie only technically have to be trained for an hour. So the next hour, we can just talk. Can we just talk? Talk about where we're going. Wait, we're low-key Glee. We're low-key Glee.
Will Schuster.
Are you? Does Will even sing? Oh, he sings Dream On. Throwback.
Okay, guys, I can't. I'm sorry.
I'm really sorry, guys. That was a throwback to if you were listening to Miss Lani's Music Season 1. That was a throwback.
That was with On,
I think. That's when we were talking about how I used to listen to Mitski at like 8 in the morning, and I wasn't even trying to be happy in the morning. And then you were like, I was listening to Glee, so.
Buns, I don't want to be happy.
The listeners are like, guys, what did I just tap into?
Yeah, they're like, oh, hey. this is the craziest show I've ever seen. Anyways, can everyone guess what the next song is?
Is it Ricky Montgomery?
So, yeah, the next song is... Wait, Maddie's so good at that. So yeah, the next song is Ricky Montgomery.
I wish I could talk to you.
Guys,
I am a Ricky Glazer delight.
Yeah, you want to talk about Ricky Montgomery? You probably know more about him than I do.
Yeah, guys, wait, let me glaze. Shout out Ricky Montgomery. I love you so much. I've seen him in 3 of his shows. I met him. He signed my hand. Mm. I just love Ricky Montgomery. He's got the best music. I know all his songs. Mm. Like, guys, get into Ricky.
Ricky, if you're like, listening, put Maddie on your team because literally. Maddie put me on. We went to the concert in Albany at what was it? Empire Live.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so So famous.
The movie. Well, no, he's really good. He's really good.
We should get Ricky here for O-Fest. People of Oneonta.
Guys, he has good music. And I know you know his song. Like,
I'm Mr. Lover Man.
I was singing nice Line of Without a Hook.
And I'm Mr. Lover Man.
Me making niche anime TikTok references on the Wony Radio.
Banana Fish is really good, guys.
I've never seen it because I don't like being sad.
It's a really good anime, guys. You should watch it.
You know what we are watching, though? Soul Eater.
We are. And it's really, really good.
As in current? Because I think the last time we saw it was last time.
No,
last time.
Hey, it's coming back.
The last time we saw it was when... Ops a plenty. It was a hard time.
The op doctor.
The what?
The op doctor. Like op. Op doctor.
Operation?
No. Roll the tape.
Let's roll the tape. Okay, so this song, this is Talk to You.
Guys, he grabbed me up and he held my hand during the song.
He grabbed you up was the worst way to describe that.
I'm sorry. Okay. He grabbed my hand because I was like, had it out, and he grabbed my hand and he pulled me up, and it was just like the best moment of my life.
We can recreate that while the song's playing.
Perfect.
I'm going to pick you. I'm going to drag you like Daniela in the Gap thing.
Yes. Hands up. Wait, no, that's not. That's
that was. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than. Okay, guys, challenge. We don't sing every song that comes to our mind. Let's go. So this is Talk to You by Ricky Montgomery. I'm turning off their mics first. Sorry, guys. You didn't even get to say bye. I'm sorry. So yeah, this is Talk to You. Hope you have fun. Bye.
I wish I could talk to you, baby. Ooh,
oh my God!
Does anyone want to talk about the lore behind that song?
Yes, I know, can.
Yeah,
I can.
There we go. We have
so, guys, it's gonna get really sad for a second. This song.
Should I put on sad music in the background?
Yeah, why not?
World's Tiniest Violin.
Why not?
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So basically, it's not a long story though.
Oh my gosh!
This song is about his dad and his dad's alcoholism. So. And he wishes he could talk to his dad.
I feel like playing sad violin on that is kind of disrespectful. I didn't want to do that. I'm sorry.
His dad is no longer alive. Sadly.
Rest in peace, Ricky Montgomery's dad. It's really, the song has a lot of lore. It's kind of really sad. Yeah.
You guys should watch the music video, though.
It's a good music video. We watched it last night. We'll talk about the music video when we get to Stray Kids. Because Stray Kids is present on the playlist.
Yes,
so,
finally.
Guys, if you know... What? Sorry. Guys, if you know me, I do talk about two groups over and over again, and that is TXT and 17. Mm-hmm. Is there a TXT song on the playlist? Yes. There always is. But I'm not a Stray Kidser. I'm not a Stay. Mm. But my lovely roommates who are in front of me are. They are Stay Down. And we listened to their most recent album, and there's much to come there that we will hold off until later. Yeah. But for now, the next song is actually Panic at the Disco.
Yes.
Tonight we are victorious. Champagne. It's not that. Do you know what it is? Because we just did it in Spinatron together.
I think you did.
I did it, but did you read it?
No, I wasn't reading. I can't read it.
It's okay.
I don't think I know this.
Descendants and the tales on the la 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 la.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't know.
Wait, I don't think I did.
I couldn't sing it for you, but I might know it.
Wait, that might have been the wrong. I might have just sang the wrong thing, by the way. We'll see when we play it.
According to plan. Is that not that one?
Never look better.
Is it that or no?
No, it's Build God, Then We'll Talk.
Okay, well, then I'm talking for that.
Speaking of God, anyone ever watch Daredevil?
No.
I thought I was going to say something crazy.
No, I was going to talk about how I'm writing a 600 word paper on Daredevil and its Catholic guilt theme. So
we're
excited for that
tonight.
We're watching Daredevil tonight. Mm-hmm. So everyone get ready. Everyone be ready. Everyone get excited. It's a really good show, guys. I swear. It is just really, really long. But I like to say it's one of the best superhero TV shows. I think Charlie Cox is great.
It's a TV show, so it's okay.
Yeah. Charlie Cox is great. I love that guy. I think he's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know I'm really thinking about a lot? Grant Gustin.
Oh, don't get me started. Alani will be here for hours. Don't.
I love Grant Gustin so much.
My face right now,
I miss The Flash a lot. Anyways, we're getting off topic here.
Oh, so I have an idea for us tonight.
So we're going to Daredevil and Flash Max.
I'm not a superhero movie
Green
guy.
Arrow. Oh, and what if you need to lock in, though?
We're watching Daredevil, watching Green. We're going to watch, I'm telling you, my dad just texted me, guys. He said, we on, mama. Daredevil? That's how, yeah. That's what I'm doing for my media project. Shout out to Nicholas Benson, my goat. Love my professor. He's my goat. Anyways, so we're watching Daredevil. We're watching Green Arrow. We might watch The Flash, honestly. Let's just watch every superhero TV show.
We watched two movies last night.
So. We watched Zombieland.
Zombieland is a really good comedy.
Guys, it was really gross. And I was writing a discussion board post. And I was just getting really evil during that movie, unfortunately. But we cured ourselves with Stray Kids music videos, I think,
It's always really good. It always comes back to Stray Kids.
Everything comes back to them. But it was a really good movie. I love Jesse Eisenberg. I think he's great.
Yeah.
And I really like the Tallahassee guy.
Love that guy.
I love him. He's great. I was just at first I was getting really annoyed because I was like, they need to stop fighting. And then Jesse, Jesse Eisenberg locked in, which was really good. And then we watched So Undercover, which Maddie came in for the latter half.
I had the last 10 minutes, and I had to pick up every piece of context that I possibly could.
I don't know how much. She's just a girl who went undercover, and
she's
it was Miley Cyrus. By the
but
way,
but then she became a sister at the end.
She was a sister. She was rushing.
But the concept of transferring into sorority, I don't understand. For all. If any sorority people are listening,
Greek life.
I would. If any Greek life people are listening, is it possible to just transfer into a Greek life thing?
I mean, maybe if
she transferred directly into AKZ. So I don't understand how she did that.
Schools sometimes have the same sororities.
Well, I mean, it's chapters. So
maybe
it's
chapters.
Yes.
Was that just the school of
I feel like it could just be movie magic.
Yeah, maybe movie magic. Yeah,
you probably could. Realistically.
You probably should. But I don't know. I was just really confused. And then that school was the school of Greek life. It's really because
everybody.
I'm a tour guide. People ask about that. Parents ask about that sometimes. And I'm like, I've never seen a school that's mostly Greek life. That So Undercover school was mostly Greek. The boyfriend was Greek life. Everyone around was Greek life. The professors were Greek evil. The professors were evil. I don't know. Anyways, if you want a really silly movie, if you want to see Miley Cyrus actually serve So Undercover actually ate. I really liked it.
It was really kind of funny.
It was really good, actually.
I'd seen it.
I'm so sorry. You're always working 9 to 5.
Hi, Dolly.
Hi, doll.
Anyways, should we some Panic at the Disco?
Yeah, let's play some Panic at the Disco. And I'm gonna. You guys aren't gonna hear it, but I'm gonna actively like be like, yes, if I'm right about how this song starts. But yeah, let's see. Turning off your guys' mics first. You want to hit a goodbye? Alrighty, guys, let's jump into Panic at the Disco.
It's the substandard motels on the corner of 4th and Fremont. Straight up feeling only cause they're just that unappealing. In practice, Catholic would cross themselves upon until the rooms have a hint of asbestos and maybe just a dash of formaldehyde. Rising with a rosary tucked inside her lingerie. She's getting a job at the firm come Monday. The missus will stay with the cheating attorney. Moonlighting aside, she really means this money. A wonderful caricature of intimacy. Yeah. And not to mention the constable and his proposition for the business. As he said to the missus, well, only hours before, after he had left, she was fixing her face in a compact. There was a terrible crash. There was a terrible crash between her and the bed. She spilled her purse on her bed and held the purse of a different kind. With the people inside.
Inside, what a wonderful. Am I low-key? This is my first video on Instagram, and I'm shirtless.
What?
It's my first video on Instagram. I'm not wearing a shirt. It's a shirtless gem.
Oh, yeah.
What is his problem?
Ow. He just, like, does backflips, and he...
Benson Boone.
Guys.
I don't think Brendan Urie can do a backflip.
I don't think he can.
What?
No.
He's the Benson Boone of his time.
Are we serious?
Yeah. Well, he's also, like, I think, intrinsically a bad person. Unfortunately, he makes amazing music. Well,
yeah.
Not this time.
Such good... not such good music, weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
wait, actually, wait, give me a second. I'm going to look up something to describe Brendan Urie.
Something to describe...
Wait, guys, hold on.
Adjective. Are you getting a sound? We were just playing Among Us the other night.
Guys, yes. We were locked into Among Us.
Like,
Chad Wendell.
Guys, what?
I was saying our names.
I was reading and I got confused.
Oh.
But yeah, I'm really bad at Among Us.
I am when it becomes like when I'm the imposter. I'm really bad. I can't defend for my life. They're like, you killed someone. I'm like,
guys, we played 20-something rounds of Among Us. I was imposter once, and I had an almost flawless run, and then all of a sudden, my folks did not believe me. Ryan, because whenever we play, oh my gosh, Ryan, if you're listening to this, I love you, but he thinks I'm the villain. I am the villain in this story. I am the Sue Sylvester to his Will Schuster. We're talking about percentages at 70-30 for Will Schuster and Sue Sylvester. Anyways, he's always like, it's Maddie. Maddie's being suspended. And I'm like, guys, I literally was imposter once.
You know, I don't like being the imposter. I can't. It really stresses me out. I think we were playing once, and I had what is it when you can change?
Shapeshifter.
And I shapeshift, and I was like, I can't do this. And I had to shapeshift back into myself.
I never do it because it's confusing. Well, what do you call it? And Maddie would die every single time first.
I was getting like
Maddie gets eliminated first every single time.
First round.
Like it's, and I feel really bad.
I'm doing my task, and then you know what? They spit something on me, and
And all of a sudden, they can't find me.
Exactly. That one time, Maddie was silent for like 20 minutes, and we were like, what's wrong with Maddie? And she was just dead the whole time.
I literally was, and my body had been disintegrated by the Viper Among Us imposter.
That is, I did not know that was a new thing.
No, it's new, and also Ryan was detective, which was absolutely useless.
What is detective?
Like, he's like, I'm writing notes. I'm writing notes in my head right now. Yeah, I mean, when I'm making notes. So.
And I feel like whenever I'm imposter, I get really stressed out, and I just kill the first person I see, but every time I press, like, I have nails, you can hear. I have nails. And so I'm like pressing the screen, and everyone can hear me go and trying to press the kill button. I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, it's really stressful, guys.
But I love it so much.
I do love
it. Like, I like when I'm the crewmate and I'm just like chill. But the other maps I hate.
Yeah, remember when we had two scientists? That was crazy.
When we had like four scientists?
Like, I was like just really
Call us twice.
Scientist Coldplay. We got to get on the next episode. Come on.
That's yellow. Did I drive you away?
Okay, put it down.
I know what to say.
Put down that cup.
You say, oh, someone you know. Okay, my bad. Anyways, so who's the next song by? One of you guys put it in.
I really hope it's me, y'all.
Teen Idol.
No. Maddie put it in. Maddie B put it in.
What is a song?
It's Paraphernalia by Pierce the Veil.
I didn't put that one in.
Yes, you did.
I know that song.
You put in Pierce the Veil.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you wrote Pierce the Veil and put it in.
I thought you meant I put this in the playlist. Honey, I'd never heard this song in my life.
You put it in the Spinatron.
Sorry, I Spinatron that. I did not put that in the playlist.
No, it's okay, baby. No, it's okay.
I know this song.
Yeah, I'm a big Pierce the Veil. I love Pierce the Veil a lot, and I really wish I'd been to a concert of theirs, because in sophomore year, like, I was like a... My neck hurts. I was like, no one else saw that besides the studio, but I just cracked my neck really hard. I Pierce the Veil got me through sophomore year, like, fully. Like, I love Pierce the Veil a lot. I really wish. And so, like, every time I think about them, like, and like,
sorry, my headphones were being evil, and it was like glitching.
I moved the cord
and
went.
They get a little evil sometimes. They just have to be careful with the cord, because people. Never mind.
It was like 8D in my ears, and you were just kind of like bouncing around.
If I talk on different sides of the mic, do I get on different sides of your microphone? Do I get on?
No. I think if I go over here,
can you guys hear that?
Over here, no.
Oh, wait.
I can hear that, though.
Wait, ASMR would be in your ear? Guys, the listeners do not want this. I'm at the barbershop.
I just got bald again, guys.
Line me up. Anyways, this is Pierce the Veil Paraphernalia, and I hope you guys enjoy. I'm turning off their mic first. Say goodbye, guys. I forgot to turn off Maddie's mic. Okay. All right, let's freaking do it. Oh, let's not do it. It's not playing. It's fine. My heart is beating for you anyway.
So
my life is so unfair.
Everyone sees me, yes. If I'm a, all
right,
no one.
You think Felix
gonna,
is listening to this right now? Probably.
I certainly hope so. Felix, if you are... No, let me take a moment, okay? Felix, if you're listening to this, I need sure to get his number. If you're listening to this right now, I love you.
And I did too.
And I'm going to leave it at that. And who is calling me? And I can't talk right now. It's my sister.
Abby.
It's hard to call in.
Oh,
if this is a great time to put the call in. If you guys are sitting calling in to me, Maddie, and Maddie's show right now, you can use a Wony phone number, 607-436-2711. That is 607-436-2711. If you call, I can't promise I won't get scared, though.
Guys,
anyways,
call in, but don't call.
I'll
in.
Be brave.
Like, but, like, only if, like...
Do
like,
not come to my
let
town.
Let me finish my notes. Okay, okay. Stray Kids, I love you.
Call in.
Please
Stray Kids, call in.
Please
call
in.
Felix, please
Felix,
call in.
We have to talk about My Life is So Unfair.
My life
because,
is so unfair.
And guys, I'm not going to even lie. I know every single word of that song.
Oh.
But
should I start studying?
Yeah,
no.
Probably should. There's going to be a Stray Kids test at the end of this, so. Stray Kids pop quiz. Anyways, just love you, Stray Kids. Please tap in. Like, one of these days, like, we can collab. Like, okay, just manifesting that for the future. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
I'm taking a song off the list right now.
Oh, but it'll be mine.
And no, it's one of mine. I just don't feel like playing it right now, so we'll
That's
come
okay.
back to her one day.
It was a vibe
come
earlier, not the
vibe back
now.
To me. I wish I played this on my show before, but when it's been a while since I first played it, I'll play it again.
Okay, good.
Because nothing says you can't play a song more than once on your show. I just try not to.
And also, RM, if you're listening, please know we adore you.
Please know we adore you, and please also not hang out with the OpenAI team again. That made me really sad.
That.
Please don't. And he posted him like at an art museum loving art a day after. So like, why are you hanging out with OpenAI team, RM? Guys,
please.
The AI in the K-pop industry is like getting crazy. Like we have
oh
to
my
jump.
God.
Jump.
The music video, unfortunately.
The song's good, but apparently it
the
could have been made with AI,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it
the
looks...
Song?
The,
yeah,
the, no, like not... The song is AI? I thought the
some
music
people,
video definitely looked like AI.
Yeah, definitely. But some people are saying that the song could have been also made with AI.
Mm.
Like, I wouldn't be shocked, because unfortunately, and I don't mean to discredit... I mean, maybe I do, but... Like, if you are going to go to the extent of using AI to make your videos, like... What happened to creativity?
That's
what happened
saying.
Using our brains? Use your hearts. That's what art is for, to express your heart in your brain. Like,
yeah.
Stop using AI, I beg of you.
And I feel like K-pop music videos have always been, like, so interesting and so intricate. And, like, we were talking about the overuse of CGI, but I'd rather take 1 million CGI than, like,
my
an
gosh,
AI video.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Have any of you, like, the Blue Hour TXT music video? CGI
yes,
fest.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That is, like, Lily,
yes.
Me and Lily were watching it. I love you, Lily. You're working. Lily,
oh gosh,
I love you, Lily.
Guys, tap into CSA Color Party behind Hunt Union. If
yes.
You
know. Pull up. But yeah, like we were watching it and I was like, oh, this is so like the worlds were so ugly, but they look amazing because
I
love TXT
love
and the dance break.
Hey, and that CGI came from my heart.
True. And Yeonjun has pink hair, which is really important to me.
He does, and he flies away, I'm pretty sure, at one point.
They fly through the sky.
Like, there's one point he's like dangling from something.
Mary
like,
Poppins?
He's holding on to something.
Wait, my Mary Poppins umbrella.
They climb a tree and Bomgu's in a tree and then like Taeyeon lays on Bomgu's shoulder. That's all I got.
Friendship
and joy. Yeah. And Yasha has pink hair, which is really good.
I could
and
be wrong, guys, but I swear to God, he flies
well, you
up
know
in
what?
The air.
We can revisit that content later, I feel.
Yeah.
True,
like,
because the TXT song is on here. So.
Is it Blue Hour?
No.
Okay.
It's Surprise.
Okay.
It's really late in the... Wait, I never added it.
No!
Guys. Hey, wait, no. I'm flopping. Hold on, no. I'm going to add it right now when we're talking.
Hey, your dream is over.
So
hey
we
now,
could just like
hey
sing the whole time
now.
And just not like
guys,
play the songs at
don't
all.
Don't play in my face because I would do that for an entire hour.
But yeah,
hey.
So the next song is actually
Teen Idol.
Yeah.
Clocked in.
Teen Idol by Marina and the Diamonds, but now
is
it's
that,
Marina.
Is that Marina the Diamonds? Like,
come on.
That was when her name was Marina the Diamonds?
Yeah, that was when. That's why Spinatron flopped on it for a second,
yeah.
Actually, because her name's Marina now, but he's sweet.
Marina and the Diamonds.
Rah.
That's when I was really into her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's still good now, obviously.
She's, yeah.
That's
she's amazing. I love her. She still makes really good music.
She really does.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
Queen.
Love this girl. It's like Sunday for us.
Sunday Driver.
I'm not adding it on the thing right now, but I am thinking about it.
I almost
really
added
hard.
It, but then I was like, no, it's okay. I can't be a Soup and Glazer right now.
I would be a Soup and Glazer any day. I hope you know that. I did add a song you're going to like a lot, though. So
I'm excited.
Wait,
yeah.
I'm excited, too.
I'm really excited that you guys are excited.
Yes. Excitement.
Teen Idol.
Oh.
Okay, put the song on.
Guys, that came out way louder than I I wanted to. Oh, I wish I'd been a teen.
What song were we listening? There's a song me and Maddie were listening to in the car, and it was a Marina song.
Oh, no.
It's Hollywood. In fact, it's Hollywood.
Hollywood. But my version, I have a really, like, I listened to the longer version, and Maddie had, like, a cut version.
Maybe it's a radio version, because a lot of songs get, like, short. Like, Comeback to Me has a radio version that's shorter.
But it's not a long song.
I think it's different, and I won't say a name, but different just by platform. That's all.
Okay. Anyways, let's Marina Max right now. This is what year did this album come out? 2012. So I was 6 years old.
We were six and seven.
Oh my gosh,
six, seven. Oh my gosh. No
wait,
way.
That's so
seven,
Segoy.
Downright.
There's
sugoi.
No way.
You're that downright
Segoy.
Oh, okay. Anyway, put the most annoying people ever in a studio and start talking.
Yeah.
Anyways, this isn't fourth grade. I was 6 years old when I got into this album. I was in fourth grade. This is fourth grade. Movie Star Planet. Computer time at my after school.
Movie Star Planet.
Pop Tropica.
Before it was literally not free, and you have to buy it on Steam now.
You can say Steam.
Okay. You have to buy it on Steam now, and you can get access to all islands.
It's not free.
What? No, it is ridiculous.
Wait, can we play Movie Star Planet?
Guys, do we know what Tiny Towers is?
Yes! Oh my gosh, those little babies.
You have to buy the original now for $10.
Have you played Tiny Zoo?
No.
Oh my gosh, that game was so good. Oh my gosh.
Y'all ever played Animal Jam?
Yeah, of course I have.
Obviously.
Were you a, what animal were you? I was always a bunny.
I was a wolf, bro.
I was Subin Maxing. I was always a bunny. Subin. What were you, Maddie?
It was that type of thing where, like, my sister and I would both be playing. So, like, I was playing vicariously through her because she would always have maximum computer time.
Okay.
I was always playing, what's that game? Jumpstart? Who knows that one?
Jump. Guys. Da, 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 da.
Good song, but no. It's called Jumpstart, and you can be, like, a witch in the village.
What?
Well, clue what that is.
Y'all don't know nothing about the real Tooth Fairy game, so...
I really what? Don't.
The Real Tooth Fairies, that was my favorite game when I was a kid. You have to look it up, and it's ugly now because it's, like, the animation.
Mm-hmm.
But the OG creators of The Real Tooth Fairy who, like, drew it all out, like, I love you, because it was just, like, so serve.
I know the Tooth Fairy movie.
With Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, with The Rock.
Dwayne Johnson.
With Dwayne
The Rock.
With Dwayne The Rock.
Hey, Dwayne, if you're listening, I love you.
Dwayne, if you're listening, I love you. Anyways, we really have to play T9. Oh, guys, we have about 15 minutes left. We'll see how the talking goes. And yeah, and then that'll be the end of Maddie and Maddie's hour of training. But they'll still be on here, so it's okay.
Yeah, I'm not leaving, guys.
You can't get me.
I'm always
one track mind, one track hard. Everyone say bye.
5 p.m. today. I'm dropping something, and it's a song.
Been in the studio since 3 a.m. Y'all not ready for this? Let's go.
I wanna be a bottle blonde. I don't know. I wanna be an idle teen. I wish I hadn't been so clean. I wanna stay inside all day. I want the world to go away. I want blood, guts, and chocolate cake. I wanna be a real fake. Yeah, I was shopping at teen idol. Was shopping. Fighting for the title. Instead of being 16, I'm burning up a Bible. Feeling super, super, super suicidal. The wasted years, the wasted youth, the pretty lies, the ugly truth. And the day has come where I have died only to find I've come alive. I wanna.
I'm gonna puke it anyway.
Hi. Oh, only my mic is on. I'm sorry. Yeah, sounds like the lambs right now. All right, guys. I got to put this pen back. So say
wait, we're so back. By the way, great song.
Yeah.
Amazing song. Love that song a lot. I literally, this was fourth grade. I love Marina, and I loved, like, it was, like, this album and the Halsey album, and I'm, like, making, like, pretending to be, like, oh, crazy.
The album where she's laying down and she's looking at you, it has Uh-Oh on it. Is that the
song?
What? Uh-oh. Yeah. That,
oh, no?
Oh, no. Not Uh-Oh. Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. I love that song.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That was my favorite song as a kid. Oh. I loved her.
I know exactly what I want and who I want to be. I know exactly what I walk and talk like a machine. I'm now becoming my self-fulfilled prophecy. Oh, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh.
That was great.
Wait, guys, I have a question.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I know we're on air. How do I send the link to someone? This is a great question for fans in the chat. I want to send this to their friends.
So you're going to go to wonyfm.org. Are you still with me? Yep.
Okay, well, good thing I was on .com, so that's, you know.
Yeah, that's the old website, guys.
All right, 40fm.org.
Uh-huh, and you're going to press the blue whale that says listen now.
Stream online.
And then you're going to press it a few times. Takes a minute. Just give it a second.
No, that's awesome. I'm just tapping on the whale. Yeah,
and then once it goes, you're going to get like a thasos.cd stream something, and you're going to send that to people.
Awesome sauce.
If it didn't work, I sent it to you.
Yeah. Wait, also, Maddie had the link
ready to
go. Because
sometimes it just takes like a while. So.
Yeah,
so.
Go.
Yeah, make sure you're listening. My Salonian Music is only on 1EFM, so it's 251. We have time for another song.
I think so.
Yeah, before we have time. What?
I said, hopefully it's one of mine.
So we're actually going down the list in order.
Bro, can you move one of my songs up?
Yeah.
I'm
we haven't played any of my songs.
I'm
yet.
All the way at the end.
I'll and jump guys, done. I'll jump yeah. around though. I'm sorry.
Okay, what are we okay? It's what are we okay, bro?
I'll take off this song too, because he made me angry.
Wait, I'm low key.
Somber.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't even remove my liked songs. I still like the song, guys.
He's
gonna say family.
The song I knew by him was Undressed. That's how I got into it.
I don't wanna get undressed for a new person all over again.
Why'd you sing it like that? Where were you going, girl?
Where was I going?
It's just the way you sang it was interesting.
Are you saying that I have no tone? That I can't follow a tune?
No, it's
I look for you.
Oh, Summer's in the room. With
in a room full of people, I look for you. Oh,
and then there's a girl throwing her hair around.
Yeah,
that VMA performance was really bad.
Like, it's sorry, so frustrating as a performer because the guy is talented. He mm-hmm. writes great music. I don't know if he's writing by himself. He has a ghostwriter. If he's working with a team, I don't know. But the point is, and I guess he's like shy, nervous. Like he just blew up. Like I get it. He's the youngest person ever. He was just born.
He
a week
is
ago.
The youngest person ever. True.
But at the same time, you cannot be at the VMAs and be standing there with these beautiful women around you true. And be sitting there not even smiling. True. How could you not smile?
How could you not smile?
He's just kind of like a little weirdo, and it's kind of great though. Sometimes.
He has great like energy. I feel like it's good music, but.
When he got his award, he tried to kiss it. So.
Oh,
he's like cute, and I like him a lot. But yeah, that stage definitely wasn't the best, and I don't think he deserved best alternative. I don't think he did at all. The Marias deserve that down. And again, we all know that if you listen to Masala Music and if you know me as a person, I'm the number one Marias Glazer. I've always loved them. That is my family. Like, me and Maria are actually physically related. Are we? No, but she's also Puerto Rican, so that's what matters.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, they're a Puerto Rican band. So that's literally family. Like, that's my family for real. Like, I love them down, and I will always talk about them. And there is a Maria song on the playlist, of course. There always is.
I saw it.
Yeah.
I'll spoil it, though.
No spoilers. Anyways, listen to this next song so we don't have to, like, weirdly cut it off.
Yeah.
So, this is Upside Down Kiss by TXT.
TXT!
Yay!
Maddie,
bye, guys!
Do you like Upside Down Kiss?
I never heard it. I like TXT, though.
True.
Big old TXT fan. Oh, I'm not tapped into, like, life
it's
recently.
It's so good, and the music video is great, so everyone should go watch it, probably.
There's no music video, but there is a performance.
Oh, yeah, the performance. Sorry, I forgot there's no music video.
But
you guys should go watch it, because Subin looks really good.
True, I love Subin. I think I could make my whole show of talking about like the K-pop state of the world right now.
Mm. And when you do that, I need to be in the studio for that one.
True. No, one day I really want to do like but I want one day to do just like a talk, just no music, just talking one day.
Oh, I'm so down.
Yeah, and literally just like podcast, 2-hour podcast episode.
Yeah,
2-hour podcast. Yes.
And everyone's gonna listen to me talk.
And yeah, I would love it.
And honestly, I'll be there in the stew. Too.
So, have any of you guys ever tried to had? That's y'all great. Know Spider-Man Upside Down Kiss?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a Spider-Man Upside Down Kiss?
Well,
no.
Or any of you Spider-Man? Wait, let's get that out the way.
Well, have
do you,
you
know
seen
that video with Mark
room,
and Johnny?
Of course. I probably do, but I can't name it from the top of my head right now.
Yeah, it's where, like, I think, is it Mark
Yeah, Mark is supposed to be Spider-Man. They're like, it's Johnny and someone else from NCT being like, are you Spider-Man? He's like, no, no, I'm not. And then he just does some, like, I don't know. It's a really weird, it's an interesting
video. I love Mark and Johnny. Nobody wants to be a square.
Great
Nobody.
Squad.
They're great. Yeah, but wait, so you, why are one of you Spider-Man and why did I not know?
I don't know who said that.
I'm not confirming nor denying, but I'm just merely saying, in the same way that you might not have seen, shout out Susie and me in the same room, have you ever seen me and Spider-Man in the same room? And please let that sink in.
Wait, but how? But you and Susie made that TikTok, though.
Okay, well, you got me there.
Guys, shout out Susie.
Shout out Susie.
Shout out Susie and Maddie, who are not the same person.
We are not the same person. But she is theoretically my cousin, and Lily is her sister, and that's some lore that we're kind of in the workshopping.
And that's true. And I love Susie. And Susie, if you listen to this, shout out to you.
I think we're doing game night tomorrow. So Susie, if you're listening, tap in for game night tomorrow.
Yeah, tap. What is it?
Tap the screen. Shapeshifter.
Open your eyes.
Shapeshifter?
Oh my gosh. Wait, werewolf. Oh my gosh. We can talk about that for the next song.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so this is Upside Down Kiss by TXT. Hope you guys enjoy. Everyone say bye.
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 Wait, no! I played the wrong song. Okay.
Upside down.
Kiss.
It's never over. Guys, I got distracted. We were talking.
Oh, my blood.
That song was really fast.
It's the fastest.
Like, it's because K-pop songs are getting shorter.
The state of the K-pop world is that it's just the shortest song. The shortest songs that have ever been introduced ever.
Yeah. I mean, when I get the 1 minute song of oneness.
Literally the 1 minute song of one minuteness.
Of one minute.
It's so long, short.
It's so long, short.
My bad, guys.
That's okay.
Okay, guys. I have something. I cooked up something. Anyways.
Wait, is your leg itchy?
Yeah. It's really hard to itch them in jeans. It's
okay. Better go catch it.
What?
Is your refrigerator running?
No.
Better go catch it.
It's here.
Better go catch it.
What?
Go.
I'm in the freezer like Susan.
I just gotta get it. Watch me go. Go.
Please, I wanna go. Okay, who wants to learn go? Everyone comment down below who wants to learn go.
I'm gonna teach a workshop at some point in OK Crew history, and I'm gonna do... I don't know if I can say... Can I say that?
I don't know.
Can I say that?
You can still hear you.
I'm doing one song, and then I might do go if I teach another one. I'm not doing go for my first one, though, because I'll, like, explode.
Like, I just want to learn it. It looks really hard.
We can also just do the TikTok challenge.
Yeah.
I just gotta get it. Watch me go. Guys, I don't like that song a lot, actually. What? I'm sorry. They don't interest me very much. I'm very sorry. I wish that they interested me more because I think it's, they're lovely people. Sure, I'm sure they are. But I just don't care.
Do you know who I feel like right now? Do you guys watch Basement Yard, yes or no?
I don't often.
No, I don't. I don't know.
Frankie and Joey, if you're watching this, I have never felt more like you in my entire life. Like, especially Frankie, like, I feel a kinship to you right now that I've never felt in my life before. Being in front of this microphone, and I feel like you. So, shout out to you, by the way.
I just gotta get it. I'm really glad, and I hope they're listening right now.
I really hope so, too.
I think they are, honestly. I feel it.
I think just everybody in the world is listening to us right now.
I truly believe that. And I think, 17, if you're listening, can you come to New York on your tour? I'm really mad about that.
I know why
they're going on a really about? They're going on a new tour, and it's the literally the best tour, like the best set list they've had in so long, and they're not having a New York
Ooh,
they're not having a New York stop, and it's making me really angry. Not actually angry, but I'm like, man. Anyways, we reached the hour point, so this is us signing off for a second. Please listen to these messages that are really important. So
talk to you soon.
We'll see you guys in a second. I have to turn off their mics first.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin. Okay, let's go.
Shakira, is that you?